the same basic saying is found in Matthew, but in the last line reads, but wisdom is justified by all her works, putting an accent on another aspect of the same reality. What does it mean that wisdom literally is justified, is proven right, is vindicated by all her children? There is something about the work of God in a human being that will be justified, will be vindicated. The hymn that is quoted in the first letter today to Timothy talks about Jesus, who was manifested in this flesh, vindicated in the spirit, that is, raised from the dead. In other words, truth will always prevail. But that takes courage to live that and not to compromise. The children of wisdom are wise, and that will ultimately perdure, whereas falsehood, lie, manipulation will all disappear. Wisdom is proven by her works, because anyone can see when something is wise, when something is untinged by human malice, human anger, human ambition, human lust, when it's wise, when it expresses the truth. As I was thinking about this, I thought once again of that woman, Immaculée, who was with four or five other women locked, hidden in a little bathroom, like 3 feet by 4 feet, I think it was. They couldn't even turn around and they couldn't speak to one another because nobody in the house except the master of the house even knew they were there, because some of that house would have betrayed them. This was going on during the genocide in Uganda. The Lord worked in her. She could hear them outside in the street calling out her name, looking for her, so that they could degrade her and kill her with machetes. And she could hear them. She could hear the hatred in their voice. She learned little by little that her whole family, except for one brother who was not in the country, had been wiped out. She heard this, felt this hatred couple of times within 4 or 5 inches of the door where they were hiding. Think of the terror. Think of the anger. Think of the... And yet, she learned to forgive. She got a crash course in the interior battle. In 3 months, she learned more than most of us learn in a lifetime about how to put to death those feelings, those fears, those angers, those desires for vengeance. She was a very attractive young college girl when she walked into that bathroom to hide. And she came out a mature spiritual woman. Wisdom justified by her children and by her works. About a year ago, or less now, she addressed 60,000 people in the great big football stadium in Los Angeles at the personal invitation of the Cardinal Archbishop of Los Angeles. 60,000 people came to hear her witness. Wisdom is justified. Not always in this life, but wisdom is justified. And so you see, it means for us, my friends, that we should pursue the truth and live it and let everything else go. Somehow the Lord impressed on this young woman the need to forgive those who had killed her family and were out looking for her to degrade and kill her. In fact, when she finally got out of prison and went up to the Capitol for a while, she came back and found the man who had engineered the slaughter of her whole family, and who was in prison at the time, and a broken man. She took his hand and said, "I forgive you." I don't know whether he recognized the depth of spiritual weight that was lifted from him by that gesture from another human spirit. "I forgive you." It's an example. There are others. You could think of Maria Goretti. Wisdom is justified by those who yield to wisdom and by the works they produce. It just takes guts to live that and not look around for applause and vindication, and certainly not vengeance. It's a very powerful text, isn't it? And our Lord is pointing out our fickleness. Huh? We don't like this because it's that way, and we don't like that because it's that way. John came preaching the kingdom, and everybody said, "He's some kind of nut. He's got a demon." Jesus came among us as a regular human being without anything remarkable, apparently, about him. He's just one of us. I think we could look at our consciences and see where we do that, where we reject the word of the Lord and don't accept it, don't bring it into our heart, and don't let wisdom be justified in and through us. I'm sure that as we go through this liturgy, and the Lord himself comes here, and in that power, infinite power, of the act of love in which he died, is fixed here, radiant in glory, to bring us into that same rhythm. I'm sure that if we ask him, he will take us one step closer to wisdom.